the love are hanging on, we push each other. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what.
Yeah, this is the weekend everybody tries to make it real on Stupid Bowl Sunday. Well, good evening, and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here, live behind the mic this fourth day of February, 2011. I do apologize for not being here yesterday, but frankly, I did not have enough voice to pull off an hour. And I'm not so totally sure my voice is all that up to snuff tonight, but we do what we got to do. Thanks for joining us here, Republic Broadcasting Network. I've received a good number of emails over the course of the last hour. Thank you, George. I appreciate that very, very much. It's people ask, oh, were you listening? Were you listening? No, I don't always get to listen. It's rare. I'm in the throes of working on program for the evening. I've been dealing with clients all day long. It has been a busy Friday, probably the busiest day we've had this year. And a lot of silver moving out the door, tremendous amount of silver. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the second half hour tonight. But in the interim, let's get to slam some market reports very quickly. Apparently, the latest employment report came out this morning that indicates that the unemployment numbers are dropping, which, of course, is just pure garbage. Because it just means more and more people are no longer eligible. More and more people are just fed up with looking. They're sick and tired of it. Stocks eked out modest gains today. Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 30 points to close at 12,092 points. NASDAQ up 15 to close at 2769, 4 points up on the S&P 500 at 1311. Global Dow in the markets after hours is down a point. Gold's off $4 in the aftermarket. Oil down $1.42, currently at $89.12 an ounce. Over on the metals side, well, depending on whose figures you're reading, they're telling me gold's down $7 in the after hours. Doesn't matter. Currently at 1348.60, down off the day's high. Silver up 19 cents in the aftermarket at 2914. Why? Chinese are on the prowl. They're buying silver. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Reports dealing with the job issues are, as usual, somewhat mixed. Only sure takeaway from a muddled January jobs report is that the crisis in unemployment remains. Why do I call it a muddled January jobs report? Well, January's only been over by 4 days. And typically, within about 2 weeks, we will have a modified job report that will probably make mincemeat out of that which we've now seen. Keep in mind that a lot of the jobs that we saw over the holidays were exactly that, temporary jobs. Some of them may have extended into post-holiday season inventory, but many companies are now hiring outside independent inventory companies to handle so much of that. Big deal. The unemployment numbers, according to the government, is now only 9%. Does that mean we've had a 10% decrease? I mean, you've gone from 10 down to 9. Does that mean we've had a 10% decrease in the unemployment in this country? I don't think so. I think anyone who's got a half a brain is going to understand that. Certainly the weather is going to hit payrolls big time. Awful lot of people aren't going to be able to work. They're going to be staying at home. What are they going to do? Are they going to get, you know, compensate workman's comp of some kind? What happens? No, that's act of God. It's not going to count. So these kind of things are going to be interesting to watch. And, but once again, whatever the numbers are, it's all short-term nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. I don't really care what kind of crap emanates out of the White House or the politicians back east. We are not a strong nation at this point in time. We are inundated now every few minutes with updates on Egypt and how Obama believes that, you know, oh, we got to look to Egypt for strength for this, that, the other thing. And he's urging Mubarak to be concerned about his legacy. Your legacy's already shot. Here's a cat that's been in power for 30 stinking years, and that's probably 27 years too long. But then I know another guy that's been in office about 24 and a half months, and that's 24 and a half months too long. Before we get started with some catch-up commentary for the week, over the last couple of weeks I've run far more reruns than I would like to run. I do extend an apology to the audience for that. Last week was dental-related issues and things of that nature. This week it was just DFC. It was darn cold outside. I had to help my son move. And he was moving into an old historic home here in Phoenix. And for whatever reason, there was a big screw-up with the gas company, and the gas didn't get turned on. These kids had no heat in this place. We're out in the trucks and moving. The wind was up. Look, I have seen ice in Phoenix. People with fountains, etc., that had 2 to 3 inch thick ice on these fountains, and it is amazing. I mean, I've seen things wiped out with the hard freezes we've had here that I've never seen before. And I don't care. Al Gore can squat, you know, global warming's the cause of it. You can say that all you want to. It's a new ice age, Al. Get a new shtick, write a new book, and maybe somebody will give you some degree of credence once again. But I suspect we're not going to see that. This came to me from a very good friend here in the Valley, and it is food for thought I share with you. It's a piece called Spend It All, but Spend It Wisely. Now, most of you expect me to get on the air and constantly be trumping gold and silver all the time and buy. Well, that is just one small part of what we need to be doing to prepare for whatever may happen to come in the future by whatever means. Stories that I read about governments are doing massive stockpiling of food because of fear of massive food shortages. And of course, we've had the other reports now that it's going to be holy hell with the GMOs and all the stuff that are going to allow to happen. It's going to drive up the cost of wheat and corn again and everything else. Sugar hit an all-time high yesterday, I think. But when I start talking about spend it all, but spend it wisely, I want you to think about this in different terms. Imagine that you had won the following prize in a contest. That each morning when you awoke, you would have $86,400 deposited in your private bank account just for your use. But the prize comes with two rules, just as any game has rules. The rules are simple, and in fact, there are only two. The first rule is that everything you do not spend each and every day will be taken away from you. Now, you may not simply transfer money into some other account. You must spend it. Kind of like Monty Brewster, right? Each morning upon awaking, the bank would deposit another $86,400 into your account for that day. Now, the second rule says that the bank can end the game without warning. At any time, it can say it's over. The game is over. It can close the account, and you will never be able to open a new one. What would you personally do? You'd buy anything and everything you wanted, not only for yourself, but for all the people you love, even for the people you don't know, because you could not possibly spend it all on yourself, right? You'd try to spend every cent and use it all, wouldn't you? But actually, my friends, I submit to you that this is the game of life. Each of us is in possession of such a magical bank. We just can't seem to see it, though. And the magical bank, however, is time. Each morning we awaken to receive 86,400 seconds as a gift of life. And when we go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to us. What we have not lived up that day or have not lived up through the course of that day is forever lost. And yesterday is forever gone. And yet, tomorrow morning, as with each morning, the account would be refilled with another 86,400 seconds of life. Oh yeah, each morning the account is refilled. But the bank can dissolve your account at any time without warning. And so what will you do with your 86,400 seconds today, tomorrow? 86,400 seconds that are worth so much more than the same number of dollars. Now think about that. And always think of this. Enjoy every second of your life, because time races by so much quicker than you think. But not just enjoy every second of life, make something out of every second of that life. For the same reason, because time races by so much more quickly than you think. Take care of yourself. Be happy. Love deeply. Enjoy life. apply yourself in life. Whether it is to a better future for your grandchildren or your children, whether it is to improving one's economic status in this life for the ability to survive at least comfortably. Apply oneself in life with the knowledge that you gain and share each and every day. I think of the man who 6 years ago, I was filling in for John Stadtmiller on his program one day, and I took a call. There was a point in time the network was faltering. We weren't sure it was going to make it. And a gentleman called and complained on the air that I don't know what I would do if y'all went off the air. I listen to RBN 12, 14 hours a day. And I asked him why. Well, because I learned so much. I'd be lost without y'all. I said, why do you spend 12 to 14 hours of your day just listening to the hosts and the broadcasters on this network? Why don't you listen for 4 to 5 hours or subscribe to the archives and contribute 8 or more hours a day within your own community, within your own family, within this nation's desperate needs? He couldn't get it. He did not understand it. But that, my friends, is or are amongst the ways that you can properly use that 86,400 seconds each and every day. Spend the last few hours of this day while you're awake determining how you will make a change tomorrow in the use of your own time. Such valuable, valuable time. Now, that is my entire sermon for this hour. I hope it reached some of you. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Ow, I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093.
That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Ramsey Lewis, welcome back. Good to be here. It's been an interesting week for a lot of reasons. The move, watching this nonsense in Iraq or in Egypt unfold, various nations around the world unfolding. Over on my website, federalobserver.com. One of my writers wrote a pretty interesting piece. I hate to say it. I can't remember which one it was. I can't remember it by title for whatever reason. But it dealt with this very specific situation going on in Egypt. It was a piece written by J.D. Longstreet. You can find it by going to federalobserver.com. You can, the name of the column is, Has Obama Lost Egypt to Iran? And you go through this whole thing and you read it and it gets down to J.D. Longstreet's final paragraph. He says, as the chief of the global police, Obama has failed miserably. America's arch enemy in the region, Iran, is gleeful over the events in Egypt and at Obama's blatant failure to have little, if any, influence on what will eventually become an Egyptian Islamic state tied to Iran. With the fall of Egypt, Iran will become the power broker in the region, leading inevitably to a head-on clash with the U.S. and Israel in what could be a nuclear confrontation spreading into Eastern Europe and Africa. Yes, J.D. concludes, a regime change is needed in America. Do Americans have the cojones? Do they have the guts, the gumption, the fortitude to stage the same kind of protests that have apparently got Mubarak on the brink of giving up and getting out? I don't think so. I think most Americans are living in a cartoon world. I don't think they're going to make a move. And those that do will be minimal at best. We move forward. I also realize that over the last couple of weeks, I've had some degree of laxness in ensuring that the Republic Trading Group International .com website was updated each and every night. I've said this before. Day-to-day headlines may change, but the meanings do not. I look at a wide range of some of the headlines that we have posted up here for today. Dangers of the mob mentality, the coming dollar collapse. The author says, sit back for a moment and imagine how well the government would function if this scenario played out. How many people would be prepared if the infrastructure of our country came to a halt? What would happen if the shelves at the grocery stores were empty because trucking lines halted deliveries for fear of the mobs of looters? What would happen if the welfare and the food stamps and the unemployment payments ceased in this country? I find that sharing just what I've just shared with you not only says everything that needs to be said, but it, without my going on any further, and I'm not going to with this particular subject, it challenges you to think, just to attempt to answer those questions. But let's put it on a personal level. How many of you will be prepared or are prepared if the infrastructure of this nation came to a halt tomorrow? What would happen to you and your family if the shelves at the grocery stores were empty tomorrow because the trucks could not deliver, either out of lack of fuel availability or affordability or due to mob? Let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette once said. Some months ago, we shared the story with you of Joseph in his amazing Technicolor dream coat. The guy that basically sold his own people out. Took the farms, took the grains, had the farmers now working for the new owners of the property, the government. Put all the grain up there, and when push came to shove, didn't hand the stuff out. And how would you react if the welfare and the food stamps and the unemployment payments ceased? Because some of you listening tonight are in receipt of a little bit of every bit of that. Oh, by the way, cotton yesterday reached the highest prices in 150 years. Do you understand that? Cotton has reached the price level that it's not experienced since Reconstruction at the end of the Civil War. We've not even begun ours yet. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Stay with us. We'll be back for the long haul and quite an interesting story to tell you right at the tail end of this program today. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making Berkey bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wrapping up this rather long, exceptionally cold, brisk, blustery winter with some economic headlines, kind of things we've seen take place. Dollar's basically dead on its feet, but it's got a dead cat bounce, but maybe it's dying to rally. We're just dying. Dollar had a little bit of a bounce this week. Question now is whether it becomes anything substantial or is merely the result of the euro-US dollar pair becoming so stretched that a brief pullback had to happen. You know, we ought to know the details by early in the week, but greenback's now only 2% away from breaking its multi-year support line. If the dollar turns down again, now then the inflationary collapse will intensify rapidly. Do I tell you all this stuff to scare the crap out of you? No. I share this stuff with you as a point of can't call it a part of order. Just a point of reality. Gee, surprise, 67% of Americans are dissatisfied with the size and influence that major corporations have on the government. Seems that you and I, while we outnumber them people-wise, don't seem to come anywhere near to outnumbering them monetarily speaking. My good friends over at Munkney or Magunji, you can pronounce it any number of different ways, believe that the S&P 500's future is going to be massively downward. Something we're going to have to watch. We all have heard the story now about J.P. Morgan being so deeply wrapped up in the frauds of Bernie Madoff. Now it turns out that the owners of the New York Mets were on the receiving end of an awful lot of that fraud money. They were living pretty high on the hog. Dominoes in the Middle East, we don't need to talk about that anymore. We know that's coming. I've got a interesting video up on the site today that I strongly urge you take a look at. It's called Bye Bye American Pie. That's been out there for a while, but I thought last night, the heck with this, we're going to put it up there. Oh, we got the proverbial couple of jazz videos up there as well, but this particular one's a little bit of a satire, but it's a satire that makes you sick to your stomach. Kansas City Fed's Tom Honig, according to Reuters, has said that the Federal Reserve could debate extending its bond buying program beyond June if U.S. economic data prove weaker than policymakers expect. That's what Tom Heunig said. This is another round of bond buying may get discussed if the numbers look disappointing. Do you know what all that means? QE3. Heunig said that more quantitative easing may be discussed. Economic recovery. We left the recession in June of 2009. We're closing in on 2 years of that. I don't get it, because foreclosures have risen 5 straight years in this country, and we got many more rounds of it coming, folks. Think about it. 12 signs the worst housing collapse in U.S. history is getting worse. Not better, but worse. 5 million homeowners in this country today are at least 2 months behind on their mortgages, and over 1 million will be booted out of their homes this year alone. 12 months from today, my friends, an estimated 20 million people will be underwater on their mortgages. That's 28% of all homes. Home prices have already fallen further during this economic downturn, 26% on the average, than did during the Great Depression at 25.9. Oh, gee, so it's a 0.1. Let me tell you something. I can only wish for 26%. I'm exceeding 70% right now. We've had another 8% loss on real estate values in the last 12 months in the Valley of the Scum. That's pretty scary stuff, isn't it? Think about that. That's some really spooky stuff. I like Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump. His daughter's pretty hot. He's got a wife that's about the same age as his daughter. Whereas his daughter's obviously worth a chunk of money. But his daughter's no dummy, I'll tell you that. His daughter's got some real long legs. She's a softer-looking version of her mother, which I think is okay. But she's no dummy. She's taken whole segments of her daddy's business, and she's run it right. And although she has a condo or penthouse or whatever in her daddy's own building, from everything I've heard, that she's paid for it on her own. Well, whether that's the case or not, I don't really know. Can't worry about it. Stuff goes on. But Donald Trump is warning that an economic collapse is coming in this country. Now, Donald Trump's a guy worth a buku chunk of money. But he says it's on the way. He says, you're going to pay $25 for a loaf of bread pretty soon. Look at what's happening with our food prices. They're going through the roof. Now, you would say to me, how would Donald Trump know that? He doesn't shop for his own groceries. He's not down there at the store trying to buy a loaf of rainbow bread or Wonder Bread or whatever the case may be. Trump says we could wind up being another Egypt. You could have riots in our streets as well. Well, I'm sure Donald Trump's got people handling this stuff, but I want you to think about something. Trump owns a lot of businesses that have restaurants, and he starts looking at his books, realizing, wait a minute, look at our food budget is shot way up. That's the only reason Donald Trump's got to know. He doesn't have the little wife going down there to the market to buy their groceries every week. But the man owns businesses that will give him a real good indication of what the food budget is for those businesses. Deutsche Bank is now projecting that 48% of all U.S. mortgages could have negative equity by the end of 2011. That's this year. Well, remember, Deutsche Bank is the one that owns, truly owns, a lot of your mortgages. Oh, yeah. You get out there and start doing a little bit of study, a little bit of investigation. You're going to find out that Deutsche Bank, oh, not the Wells Fargo that you're making your mortgage payment to. They're nothing but a collection agency. You're going to find that Deutsche Bank owns a lot of your paper. Deutsche Bank is in a real good position to know exactly what kind of deep doo-doo we're in here. Of course, Bernanke yesterday says, well, you know, the economic recovery still needs the Fed's help. Economic recovery still needs the Fed's help. Oh, that's what translates to QE3. Okay, I get it. I get it. Yeah. And how about the IMF? International Monetary Fund came out this week and said rising social and political instability within nations had become a distinct possibility, with dangerous imbalances likely to sow the seeds of the next crisis. The next crisis, he says? War within nations is possible if joblessness continues. Oh, and Donald Trump, his comment about economic collapse coming, et cetera, $25 loaf of bread, coming out of the United Nations. Now, I'm no fan of the UN. Have not ever been. United Nations Food Price Index set another record in January. And along with December, the data is more extreme than during the food crisis, the global food crisis of July 2008. You see, global food prices this week just hit their highest level ever. Of course, now all these weeks we've been talking about Meredith Whitney. Meredith Whitney is warning against a complete bloodbath in the municipal bond markets. Even Soros agrees with her. And I'm no fan of that dirtbags, because he's the big muckety-muck behind the mulatto in the White House. But the reality factor is, hey, that's not being racist. It's what he is. Okay? You make out of it what you want. I really don't care. That's what the man is. What do I want to call him? A mixed breed? Now, that sounds, you know. Of course, when you talk about breeds, you're typically doing it in terms of dogs and, well, oh, never mind. Oh, my goodness. What do you get when you cross a poodle with a Rottweiler? You get an Obama that runs around chasing its butt trying to bite itself. But it sounds good to me. What the heck? I mean, I just make these things up as I go along. Hey, cool. Thanks, Russ. I've got a new monk piece I'm getting ready to post here in a couple of days. Hope you like it. This is a great cartoon Doc just sent me. You know, obviously, well-to-do couple walking down the street. You know, walking by some homeless guy standing here with a dog. The dog is kind of scrunched over like it's trying to take a dump or something. The guy is sitting down on the ground holding his hat up. And these people are obviously wants to donate a couple of shekels to this guy. And he's got a little sign that says, no U.S. dollars, please. Oh, what's even worse is it comes out of some cartoonist in Singapore. Go figure that one out. Did you notice that part, Doc? Monk. You ever heard Monk play solo? Forget all the other jive stuff, man. I got a video of Monk playing solo that's just amazing. How about the state of Virginia? Carry me back to old Virginia. Virginia State Delegate Robert G. Marshall has introduced legislation this week to study whether the Commonwealth should make the preparations now to switch suddenly to an alternative currency in the event of an implosion of the Federal Reserve System. Now, I got a deal here. Hey, Dan, and pay attention to the board, man. Hang on just a second. Okay, got it done. All right. Okay, now, the final little headline thing I want to share with you, and I didn't get them all. We posted many, many more throughout the course of the day. House Republicans proposing $30 billion in budget cuts. Whoopee-doo. Rand Paul says that the Republicans don't have the guts to do what's necessary, that $500 billion needs to get cut out of this year's budget. Thanks, man. Now, here's an interesting little side bit, and we're going to go to a little story. With time allowing, we'll come back to some other headlines if we want to. In 2006, that's just 4.5 years ago, the U.S. government's national debt topped $8 trillion. And a little-known senator from Illinois named Barack Obama called it a sign of leadership failure. He voted against raising the debt ceiling. In 2011, by contrast, a U.S. president from Illinois named Barack Obama looks at a national debt that it's closing in on double what it was just 5 years ago, my friends. So once again, it's do as I say, not as I do. These people are amazing. Article here talking about the freezing of spending. Freezing seems to be the operative word this week. Token gestures are what we have gotten since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and what we will continue to get until such time as we absolutely grab someone up and say enough is enough. You see, when we are at record spending levels with the amount of government outgo reaching $1.5 trillion in deficit spending or more before the service on that debt is added on, you would think that the four senators who came out talking about freezing costs at particular levels would get it. But they never do. They talk a good game. They carry a very big stick. Unfortunately, that stick is generally embedded deeply into their posterior, because all they're concerned about is getting their tuckuses reelected. And the final headline I'll share with you is an interesting one. It is a harsh one. You've got 86,000 400 seconds tomorrow. And for many people, that 86,400 seconds includes a variation of snacks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or breakfast, dinner, and supper, depending on where you live. But you see, we have Fed policies which are now pricing basic morning staples out of reach. The results may come back to haunt even those who don't notice. So what I'm talking about is inflation is now turning breakfast into a luxury item, my friends. Scary stuff. An email I just received from JP down in Raleigh. He says, Jeff, my friend was laid off. His benefits elapsed, and 2 weeks ago, the sheriff came to the man's apartment and evicted him. He is 61, now living in a basement apartment given by a friend for 60 days only. He's asked every single day by the friend if he's found a job yet. While still in his apartment, his gas heat was shut off just before Christmas. He went for the first time ever to his county human services department for help, and while they begrudgingly gave it, the woman interviewing him said, "We really hate seniors here because they act so entitled." JP said, I asked him, did you tell her you'd paid your taxes for 40 years, which paid her salary? He said no. He was afraid if he did, she would deny his need for heat. He'd been living in his apartment for 2 weeks with interior temperatures at 42 degrees. People should know, even if you work for 40 years, don't count on any help if you end up on the bricks. Humiliation of being unemployed is hard enough to endure. Maybe we need a euthanasia group for those willing to take it. Which is more dignified? And so since his benefits expired, he's considered employed. That's part of the scam of the number game, my friends. It is part of the scam. And finally, to close this program out tonight, for the most part, a story to share with you, entitled Only in America. In the early days of Hawaii statehood, severe poverty still lingered in many of the islands. In one of the most remote and impoverished areas lived a young girl who, after the death of her parents, was left to fend for herself. Having only a limited education, her dreams and ambitions amounted to only one single goal, to someday have a son of her own. Now, one summer, the young girl made the arduous journey over the mountain to the nearest town to the office of the local doctor. And she joyously exclaimed that she was pregnant and wanted advice from the doctor as to how she should proceed so that she might have a healthy son. The doctor, seeing that the girl was obviously somewhat mentally deranged, suggested a few initial procedures to ascertain that she was indeed with child. And a short time later, she was called to his office to learn the results. They were not good. The tests had confirmed that she was definitely not pregnant, but instead had become horribly constipated. The doctor gave her a supply of powerful laxatives and sent her on her way. Then as she made the trek back home to her little shack, she could not understand how the doctor could be so confused. She just knew that she was going to have a baby boy, and soon. And so she discarded the medicines along the way and arrived back home in considerable pain and anguish. And after taking to bed for 3 days in excruciating labor, she at last delivered. In that lonely shack in the Hawaiian jungle, the poor, delusional girl finally gave birth to a 6.5-pound turd. And through the rough veil of pain and hysteria, the young girl saw only a beautiful baby boy. She loved it so that she nourished it, cared for it, and adored it. In fact, against all odds, she was actually able to raise it to maturity and eventually watched in breathless awe as this piece of shit became president of the United States. My friends, only in America. And I certainly want to apologize for those who I've offended with my rather rough language, but this is a direct quote from the story. The only thing that is wrong with this story is that, in my belief, this story took place in Kenya, not Hawaii. Something to think about. So that is how I've used about 2.5 minutes of my 86,400 seconds during this day. I hope you've gotten something of benefit out of the program. I hope that you have gotten a few laughs out of it. My friend James, he said, Jeffrey, if people do not have at least 3 or more years of food, medical supplies, clothing, gold and silver, and barter goods, then they are not prepared for what is headed our way. Also necessary is the networking at the local community level. A group of local families that live away from any large or mid-sized city can survive if they are prepared and will work together. The economic system is worldwide and completely controlled from the top. I think of this, we agree, James. But the coming collapse will take place within 18 months from now. Inflation first, then rising food and energy costs, followed by shortages, price and capital controls, and then comes an attempt at martial law, which will also fail. we will end up with a military in charge until the collapsed system can be rebuilt. He says, I love my 86,000 plus seconds, but would like more. I would like more too, but remember, that's 86,400 seconds per day, James, and I would like more too, but there's only 24 hours in the day, at least that's the calendar that we were given. How do we make the best of those seconds each and every day is what counts. So we reach near the end of our week. We reach near the end of our hour. The one thing that I was going to bring up to you, and I think I mentioned it in brief, is that the Chinese are beginning a major buy into silver. They did it in gold several years ago. They began to greatly increase their stockpiles. Next week, we are going to be talking quite a bit about silver. Right now, I've got it available. I can get you American Eagles. I can get you 1 ounce silver rounds. I can get junk bags. Some of the best prices, of course, are going to be for full 90% bags, full boxes of Eagles. Eagles have actually dropped a 5% premium this week. You add that up times 500 ounces, it starts to tack things on, save you a few dollars. The markets have begun to move back up again because buying is going on. And, gee, the world finally realized that something was going on in the Middle East. If I can help you, give me a call, 1-800-691-7898. That's all the commercial time you're getting from me this week. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing.